Segment 2. The number of gun-related deaths tend to be high in the U.S. when compared with other developed countries. The situation among teenagers is frightening. Over 9 million teenagers are estimated to have access to a gun. Close to a million have admitted to having come to school armed. Reporter John Smith is here with some more very disturbing statistics.
Every day in the U.S., almost 20 children are shot dead and scores are wounded. That's over 7,000 children under the age of 19 killed annually. About 10% of teens say they've been shot at least once. Over 60% claim they could get a handgun if they needed one. Illegal handguns can be bought for as little as $50. On average, 88 children a week are expelled from school for carrying a firearm. Serial offenders are removed from school permanently. The great question is why? Why do young people come to school armed? Chief Ann O'Flynn, head of our city police force, is here to give us some answers.
Kids carry guns to school for many reasons. For some kids, a gun is a status symbol. They do it to show off. Others carry a firearm because they belong to a gang that requires it. As is the case with all vicious circles, many kids want to have a gun on them to feel safe, since so many other kids are armed around them. Ironically, kids packing a gun are 50% more likely to be shot than kids who are unarmed. Beleaguered schools have tried a variety of measures to curb the problem. Some school administrators have installed metal detectors like the ones at airports. When metal detectors were first installed, there was progress in the reduction of gun possession. But schools have stopped using them on a daily basis because they aren't practical. It's hard to put thousands of students through metal detectors every day. Metal detectors are used only once or twice a month. On days they're not on, guns get through.
With so many guns out there, with it being so easy to get a handgun, it seems that there is no way to stop this problem. And placing metal detectors in schools is, well, a bit over the top, don't you think?
Yes, it is. Another way to deter kids from bringing weapons is, I'll admit, equally questionable. It's to have police officers doing spot checks in school corridors. If students face the likelihood of being searched, and if found to be armed, of being charged for the illegal possession of a firearm, they may think twice. But in my view, deterrence can only go so far. I think we should take two steps to stop this scourge. After all, guns claim the lives of more teens than traffic accidents. Firstly, there should be stricter gun control laws. The ideal would be a complete ban on handguns. Secondly, there should be a greater effort to make kids understand how dangerous guns are. Just as there are concerted efforts to prevent kids from smoking or taking drugs, likewise, there should be a campaign to make teenagers understand that having a gun is far from cool.
Because gun control laws aren't changing anytime soon, we must stress the importance of parents becoming more responsible with the firearms they keep at home. Most firearm mishaps involving kids would never have occurred if parents had kept their guns safely locked away. Thousands of teens and children are injured or killed in their own homes. Unfortunately, kids learn to be careless with guns from parents.
What problem is the program investigating? What seems to happen when students are discovered at school with guns? 43. Why is it that young people bring guns to school? 44. What seems to be the best permanent solution regarding the problem of handguns and teens? 45. According to the information, who is mostly responsible for preventing young people from using handguns?